in Birmingham after the match, and suddenly we've got an emergency gutter on our hands. It's Neil Atkinson with Rob Gutman. I'll host this one, Rob, because you're just doing all the new stuff for me. You're passing it all along. Liverpool look very, very close to signing Cody Gakpo. How excited are you?
Ridiculously excited. It feels bigger than the Villa win, I can't lie.
Does it feel bigger than the Wolves' last-minute winner against Everton?
It tops a lot of wins. Do you know what? It's like Darwin got a last five-minute hat-trick. That's how ecstatic I feel at the moment about the Gakpo news.
What I think is really interesting is that United, it feels like they feel like United have been moving, so therefore they felt that they had to move, which is what they did to Tottenham last season. If they're doing it now to Manchester United, it feels as though Liverpool are really, really clear on what they want and who they want and why they want them, and they are prepared to, at times, commit.
Yeah, I think with these kind of signings, like Diaz, like Nunes, they're big fees, but they're not big wages, and we're getting some wage earners off the payroll, which I can, by the way, exclusively reveal from my secret source. You can't look at it on my phone, Danny.
It was invisible on a sort of phone before then, now good.
The Gakpo deal is virtually done, and also Liverpool are very, very keen on getting the Enzo Fernandez deal done this January as well. That's even breaking that we have.
You're breaking so much, it's gonna break me.
It's gonna break all of us. But we can all take Paul Joyce to the bank, can't we? When Paul Joyce says Liverpool are in advanced talks,
the talks are advanced according to Paul Joyce.
That is code for it's ever so close. We know this.
To me, it feels as though it's the harbinger of a lot of things.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed. We've got ourselves a little bit sorted out there.
To me, it feels as though it's the harbinger of a lot of things.
A great relish trade.
I think it throws up a number of questions. The first one is what Liverpool think about Roberto Firmino and what they're going to do around that. I think that, you know, Gakpo plays off the left or through the middle. It means Jota plays off the left or through the middle. Nunez plays off the left or through the middle. And there's still the feeling that Diaz could play off the left or through the middle. That's a lot of off the left or through the middle.
Well, it gives us, if we get Gakpo, and Ben Doak comes into the reckoning, is he beginning to be that six forward options with Firmino the seventh, Firmino the new Minamino, or Doak the new Origi? But we back up to five, and more importantly, at this stage of the season, I did shows last week where I said we can do anything we want to do, but we do need bodies. You know, the will's there, the power's there. Klopp said in his Christmas message. He said,
punching distance.
Yeah, we're in punching distance. I love that. And I thought, yeah, just give the boy the tools. And without Diaz and Jota, it felt like we were a tool down.